From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazil's political crisis deepens. The Speaker of the lower house of Congress invalidated a vote last month that would launch an impeachment of President Dilma Rousseff. Interim Speaker Waldir Maranhão said the new vote would be taken on whether to impeach the 68-year-old leader. It's not clear why he annulled the earlier vote. A Mexican judge has ruled that drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman can be extradited to face charges in the United States. Mexico's federal court authority announced the approval of the extradition request Monday, but the final decision lies with a foreign ministry. Guzman's lawyers can appeal the decision. A British reporter was ordered by state authorities to leave North Korea. Rupert Wingfield Hayes, along with his producer and cameraman, were detained Friday at the Pyongyang airport as they tried to leave the country. The BBC says Wingfield Hayes had recently been detained for allegedly insulting the dignity of the country in the run-up to the recent party Congress. An alliance backing mainstream candidates is claiming victory in Lebanon's first round of local elections. Members of the Beirut List, an alliance backed by former Prime Minister Saad Hariri and other senior politicians, announced they had won all 24 seats in the Beirut municipality. Municipal elections were held in Beirut and the eastern Beqa Valley. Sunday's elections were the first in Lebanon since 2010. The government has postponed parliamentary elections, citing security concerns linked to the conflict in neighboring Syria. Three other rounds of voting will take place in other parts of the country in the coming weeks. This is VOA News. Officials of the United States and Russia say fighting in Syria between government forces and rebels has been reduced in North Latakia and East Ghouta. Those areas are part of localized ceasefires brokered by the two countries in April. In a joint statement, the two countries said several other areas are still plagued by violence. The U.S. and Russian joint statement comes as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meets in Paris with his French counterpart to discuss a range of issues, including the peace process in Syria. British Prime Minister David Cameron says Britain would raise the risk of war if it chooses to leave the European Union. Mr. Cameron gave a major speech Monday on national security. He said isolationism has never served the country well. He also warned of potentially devastating economic consequences if Britain chooses to leave the EU. Voters will decide on British participation in the EU in a June referendum. Austrian Chancellor Werner Faymann abruptly resigned Monday, 2 weeks after his center-left Social Democratic Party's presidential nominee was defeated in first-round elections by an anti-immigration candidate. Faymann said he no longer had the strong backing of his party. It was not immediately clear who would succeed him. Austrian media reports say Faymann's successor will be chosen at an extraordinary party summit set for May 17th. The trial of an Israeli soldier accused of killing a wounded Palestinian assailant has opened at a military court near Tel Aviv. 19-year-old Elor Azaria faces charges of manslaughter and inappropriate conduct in the March 24th shooting. The incident in the West Bank city of Hebron came to light after a video showed Azaria shooting and killing 21-year-old Abdel Fattah al-Sharif after he was on the ground and injured, that following the stabbing of an Israeli soldier. The U.S. state of North Carolina sued the federal government Monday to keep its law requiring transgendered people to use restrooms that correspond to their sex at birth rather than their self-identified sex. The country's Justice Department last week claimed the state law violated national civil rights standards. It gave the state until the end of the business day Monday to remedy the situation. But Governor Pat McCrory instead sued the U.S. government to keep the law in place. In announcing the suit, Governor McCrory accused the administration of President Barack Obama of attempting to rewrite national anti-discrimination laws. China's official Xinhua news agency says rescuers have recovered 22 bodies from the rubble of a huge landslide in Fujian province. About 100,000 cubic meters of mud and rocks, loosened by heavy rains, slid into a power station site under construction in Tainan County. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.